Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Okay. Good morning, this is James and Mia with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Lance Leppard, a member of the 80s Brisbane electronica band The Mega Men, has died in a house fire last night that also claimed two other lives in Woodridge. The band was well known at the Brisbane club, the Marilyns, and was supported by bands like The Reels and Deck Chairs Overboard. Leppard, whose real name was Marcus Pierce, is remembered as being personable, charismatic, and having a remarkable style. West End is set to get another entertainment venue this year to coincide with the Brisbane Festival this year. The West End Electric will be a permanent venue with a 400-seat theatre, a main bar, a mezzanine bar, and will be located squarely in Boundary Street. The venue is by locally born independent production company Strut and Fret and will be the location of the first return show of their popular performance Limbo The Return. In national news, in the Melbourne suburb of St Kilda, the office of Labour MP Josh Burns was subject to an overnight attack by pro-Palestinian activists. Police claimed that at least five people smashed windows and painted slogans on the walls of the office, including the phrase, "Zionism is fascism." It is the latest in a series of attacks of acts of vandalism towards the offices of state and federal MPs following the conflict in Gaza.
Peter Dutton has revealed seven sites for proposed nuclear power plants across Australia, including Tarong, Queensland, Liddell, New South Wales, and Port Augusta, Southern Australia. Mr. Dutton has promised the sites can be operational by 2035 and 2037, several years earlier than CSIRO and other experts believe is achievable. Current debates over if the plants should be government funded and owned are taking place. Further statements on the case are expected to be made today. In international news, a man convicted of killing five people in the 2022 shooting at the gay nightclub Club Q in Colorado has pleaded guilty to federal hate crimes and gun charges. The 24-year-old has been sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to the state murder charges in a separate prosecution last year. He submitted a guilty plea to the 74 federal charges on Monday. For your weather today, Brisbane is a wee bit chilly. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.2, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.